Ya. You are growing this class?
Yes, Sri Prabhupada.
Many?
Many, Sri Prabhupada.
Yes, sir. Very nice, sir.
Also, champa trees. Many champa trees.
Ah, I'm good. Grow such flowers.
Japan answer.
What?
Everyone is against us. These boys who are recruited newly, they don't have much about the idea of Vaishnavism. That is, that's all right. That's the fact.
But what can I do?
They are my they have to be trained up earlier.
Yes.
And then let loose. Otherwise, you know, they create it. Because all the very
things that we have trained while working. Not that simply theorizing at home. No.
That's right. But the idea
should work, and at the same time, they may fall down, just like a child tries to walk, falls down, again walks, again up, then he becomes something.
Those 30, I mean, characters of a sadhu that are depicted
in one way.
30 cannot come, but a few should come. Slowly.
Feel that there. The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Asinchana Sarvaidunaitattva Samasati. If they have got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru, that is all qualities.
That is a fact.
That is all qualities. The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Asinchana Sarvaidunai. All these qualities are already there.
But for that, you see, he has to withdraw his mind and all the senses from
it. Even if he does not withdraw, even if it's Sudrasa, Opite Sudrasa, Bhajate Mam Anandamha, Sadhurava.
Then Bhajate Mam Anandamha.
Yes, they are doing it.
Without severing his mind anywhere, but
no, they are fixed in Krishna. That is a fact. That is a fact. You cannot bribe them to take from this Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. They may commit some mistake, but they are fixed in Krishna. That is Bhajate Mam Anandamha. You cannot deviate them. Sadhuriva Samana. So, this qualification is there. And for this qualification, they will return for it. Without any. You shall return now.
Those 30 qualifications, you come naturally, as you say, but they come slowly, but
why, Bhattu, you must teach them this. The Krishna Bhakti, the qualities of a real sadhu.
If you make a condition that first of all you become qualified, then you preach, that will never come. Rupa Goswami therefore recommends, jena tena prakarena manak Krishna nivesaya. That somehow or other bring him to Krishna consciousness. Then other, sarve vidhi nishedha, vidhi nishedha. Automatically they will come as servants. First of all, let their mind be fixed on Krishna.
The reason difficulties are because they don't know the definition.
So how they can know?
This is a difficulty.
How they can know?
This is a difficulty.
So we are seeing them from this status.
That's right.
You cannot expect that they will be perfect all of a sudden overnight. It's not possible. But their mind being fixed upon Krishna consciousness, that is the first quality. They do not try anything beyond Krishna. That's all.
In our Vaishnava religion, this Jinnasad says is a must.
Yeah, it is must. But you cannot forced in the beginning.
No, that is not possible. But they have to be explained away.
Yes. But if the Diksha can mind in Krishna, the business is automatically. That is that process I adopted. When they came to me, I never said that you don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. No. The ship will come here and can't help. These are all students now. I never said that you have to follow this rule. Because if chanting is properly done, and Jeta Tatmana Margin, the mind will be cleansed of all gratitude. Sunnatam Savata Krishna, Punna Savana Kita. Simply by hearing and chanting, they will be quiet. Riddham Tatta Hodhyani Hidunati, says Satam. Krishna is there. As soon as he sees one devotee is sincerely chanting, he'll help cleansing the heart. He do not. But simply when chanting Nana. I am in work. Offenses.
And in the Bhakti Mark, it is the Sukshma Sharir which is more important than the
true.
The behavior of the Sukshma Sharir is more important than the true.
Oh, yes. That is the example is
in
that Ganges water, even it is superficially, the floating stool and
forms. Dead body also.
So this stool and form does not pollute the Ganges water. It's set it aside and take everything. That example is there. The external feature does not pollute the soul. Patangayam purusha. The purusha, it is simply our Ogni-Ves. If Ogni-Ves is dangerous, otherwise the soul has nothing to do with this. That's
very separate from all the three bodies.
And exactly like that, one is on the motor car. He has nothing to do with the motor car. But if he thinks, my car is light, everything is my car, whatever is coming. That only way gives him trouble. This only way can be removed by increasing Krishna consciousness. And if Krishna consciousness is increased by following the irregularity duties. Rise early in the morning, have Mangal Arati, use that, the class is 10 o'clock. Means busy.
That is busy. Yes, busy.
So by busy, he becomes practice, and that becomes a nature then.
Yes.
Then
I mean, it will be sakshatra.
Yes.
All that thing, manam, meditation, and sakshatra.
Yes.
The business is as if you give up, business is
then you cannot improve.
No, just the business is a must in
that.
Otherwise, health. I mean, you are a deity after all of a thing. You won't do any great anything.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
that they are doing, they are following the regulations. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no misery.
Michel.
Right, understand, sir. But the most important, the climax of the whole thing is that you see the presence of God everywhere, which is very difficult in the beginning, I understand. But they should be informed that this is our aim, that Krishna is everywhere, and we have a darshan of Krishna everywhere. Then and then you would not fight another man.
But that they know, this is feeling.
You smell the hero. Not like me, Arya Samadhi.
No.
Krishna is everywhere, except in the temple. You need a temple within you.
And now whatever it means, their proposition is Krishna is everywhere, but not in this temple. Don't go to this.
That is it. They have theorized that just to oppose Islam. I don't think they meant much about it.
What
they have done? Simply hallucination. They believe more in the Vedic scriptures and then Vedic invention than
others.
They are fools.
No.
They don't believe in the this Puranas. There is a misfortune for them.
Why?
There is a misfortune.
Not only that, they write Sutta Sabrata. That means they have understood the real truth, and all the acharyas they are fools. That is their intelligence. Sutta Sabrata. That's so long there was no Sutta. Now they are inventors of Sutta. This is their intelligence.
The Vishnu Acharyas have actually, through bhakti have made people realize the presence of God everywhere.
And in comparison to Vaishnava Acharyas, apart from the Vaishnava Acharyas, they have done nothing even like me. What to speak of the Acharyas? I am only a servant and servant of you. They could not do anything.
They admit, you see, real artists, they admit that.
That's what was our program here in the
in Punjab, there was a lot of Muslim hierarchy. And that is what they wanted as a Punjab, as a
Parishamadhi. We are not again hiding even as a Muslim or Christian. This Christian concept. We never preach anything.
It was a socio-economic problem, or socio-political, not a religious
problem. But we never criticize anyone. When the Christians come forward, whether our Christian religion can be the same benefit,
yes,
why not?
That's the same way.
Yes.
I think the Christianity is nothing but Bhagavad Gita. It has been preached in a different world.
They inquired, what is your opinion on Jesus Christ? And he is our Guru.
It's a fact. I mean, that is what it is, in fact.
We do not,
the Christians don't know that we take it back.
Mama. Why not? Anyone who has preached Krishna consciousness, maybe little differently, according to time, circumstance. But anyone who has tried to preach the God consciousness, his Guru. Jai Krishna Tattavetta Sai Guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But anyone who preaches about the Supreme Law, he's good. Maybe in a different way, according to science.
Muhammad also said, Allah, Akbar. Only the difference is that Muhammad has, is trying to worship Niranjan Nirakar. He always
knows
that. Even Christianity considers as Akar. God has
come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argues in Quran. He proved that Krishna with the partners.
Yes. Otherwise, the Christianity is just over there. I mean, absolutely Christianism. It has been wrongly preached and wrongly initiated in India. That is why it has fallen into disrepute.
Yeah.
Because Krishnaji is just Vaishnava, nothing else. To my mind, the way I have studied, I mean, the New Testament and all the Christian things. The sermon of Christ, I am nothing but the preaching of Buddhist Christ, Bhagavad Gita.
I simply say the positive side,
dark side. Christ himself was drunk with God consciousness, totally.
Huh?
Christ himself was drunk with God consciousness in total. Absolutely. There cannot be a higher bhakta than that. It is said that Jesus Christ learned all these things in India. Might be a fact. Give examples of the gopi to us with Satyayana. But that is not Abhidhi. They went to Satyayana for getting the favor of Krishna. They prayed to Mother Satyayana, please be favorable to us so that Krishna may be pleased of us. Mothers go to beg from Satyayana some material benefit. But the gopis, they did not ask for any material. That is giving. Those worship Krishna with a sort of a sexual intention, but they become beyond the, gunas, nirguna ho gaye, because Krishna was nirguna. That is the thing.
They become purified.
That is simply so, they are purified. So, that is what we are when in ordinary social conditions also, when you have a friend, Krishna takes off.
Depending on this
certain character,
you come to Krishna.
Then you become Krishna. I know, but what I mean to say, when you have conditioned yourself with Krishna, Krishna's guns will come to you. I am Nirguna. Yes. Nirgunatva. Beyond the gunas of Maya.
Etat Kishanam Kishastha. This is the response. Kishanam, the controlling power of Krishna.
That is,
when he comes in this material world, he is not infected.
That is all the Vaishnava says. That is Kishanam. Even though we see him in an ordinary frugal body, a human body, but that is really a body, and it is not contaminated by any
gunas. Because it is not contaminated, therefore it is not ordinary. Therefore, anyone who thinks of Krishna as possessing ordinary body, he is described as Mula. Pujanam Simhan Mula Mansim Tamma.
The ordinary human, his material body,
nobody can be controlled as the laws of nature. That is not something.
Great.
But the unless one has got spiritual body, it is not possible to be unaffected by the material. Krishna never became old, although he lived 425 years. Never became old. Because he
controlled a lot of Maya. By Maya.
125 years old and looking like a young man of 20 years old. And how it is possible in material.
So all the avatars of God, you see, they come, they control
Atma Maya.
Controlling.
Samavami Atma Maya. They do not come under the control of this
Maya.
Mahamaya. That was their own spiritual potential. Aladdin is absolute. Ra Asmanam Jani Aham. Asmanam. Myself. I advance. How it can be like ordinary man? We are karmana, devanatrena, we get body.
Yes,
as he likes. He likes to appear as fish, that's all. Not that ordinary fish, it is forced to take the body of
him. We are controlled by Maya and his actions and take this body. For the fulfillment of Maya, he takes the body to fulfill his mission.
Yes. That is a real understanding. Great. As soon as the Maya body thinks that Krishna also accepts the material body, that's what they call Maya body. They are called Maya body because they think Krishna's body is also Maya. Therefore, they are known as Mayavadi.
It takes birth in Divya Vihara.
They are purely, as soon as there is form, it is Maya. They cannot think beyond it in their own terms. Because we have got to form material body, so the generalization is as soon as Krishna or Vishnu, anyone, if he takes this form, then it is not. That is called Maya.
But if he takes the form with the control over Maya, we take the form under control.
He is the controller of Maya. That they do not understand.
They don't understand what is Divya Vigraha.
Huh?
Yeah, they don't understand what is Divya Vigraha.
They understand slightly Satchit Ananda, but they cannot think of that Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Shastra says, it is an Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. That they cannot understand, being less intelligent. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, they cannot understand this. Mayavadi hai Krishna aparadhi.
They are aparadhis of Krishna.
Then, Mayavadi, they are offended to Krishna. Therefore they cannot understand. Abhisuddha Buddha, in other places it is said, Abhisuddha Buddha, their intelligence is still unclean. Vimuttamanina. That thinking that has become liberated, mani, imposition. But actually, Abhisuddha Buddha, the intelligence is not yet clear.
Nowadays,
yes. Abhisuddha. Therefore, Krishna confronts because of Abhisuddha Buddha.
Yes.
He takes many, many lives to purify Bhavanam Janmanamate. The when they come to the purified state, then they surrender, Vasudeva surrender, come out, come. They come to be Abhishuddha, Buddha. Unless they come to the point of surrendering to them. And we are an intelligent person, we do it easily. Let us do it. Why we shall wait for many, many births?
It is not that, sir. I think complete surrendering of our ego at the sacred seat of fear.
Yes, that is bhakti.
Yes, but they cannot do it.
Because they are more egoistic with the body.
Yes. Not only that, they think that very intelligent, over intelligent. They do not take advice of Krishna. They are so intelligent. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Paritajya. Krishna says, Bhaktyama Abhiyana. And still they will stick to their Jnana Yoga. Krishna clearly says, but you cannot understand me by this process. Bhaktyama Abhiyana. Java understands. If you want to know me in truth, then bhakti, nothing else. And still they will stick to.
So, yeah, but I think they have not understood even Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has composed stotras on Vishnu and Bhajgovindam, Bhajmudmati,
Satisha has become more than Shankaracharya.
So they have misinterpreted Shankara rather than anything else.
Later on, Gandhi, Vishapur, more than God. Gandhi planned village organization and Jawaharlal planned industrializes and everything fell. There is no money and he wanted to establish industry like
America. He did not understand economics, sir. What is money after all? Money is nothing but the labor transformed into material. He had a huge labor of 60 crores of people. He was not capable of transforming that labor into material, unfortunately.
They changed the Gandhi story.
That is what Gandhi understood, but he did not.
He wants to think he likes to become Prime Minister. Internationally, that is it. Hare Krishna. Now, the direct program of Gandhi is lost.
Not but whatever he has got.
He had a lot of. Did he say?
And it is lost because it was not possible. Is lost.
You are conscious. I mean, I have been brought up in that camp. Gandhi was the same. But these people could not follow him. They have not understood him there. Those people who understood him, they died out. They died out.
Gandhi asked him, was there any shampoo for Ashutan Krishna?
No. They had a fear. My wife was brought up there in that.
There was a temple?
They are in the morning, yes. In the morning they had to say prayer to him.
Gita Mandir there. 11th man, 12th. 12th Adhyaya, which is, I mean, defining all the characters.
Good time.
Why not from the beginning?
Good.
Gandhi did not believe in Krishna.
No, yes, he has written.
That I
not
don't.
That the way we believe, but he did believe.
That means he is right and we are wrong.
We may be right. Who knows? Many ways may be right. It's not only that one way being right.
Who is right and who is wrong?
Not, there cannot be only one way.
That is the defect. Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as a thing. No other way.
He was not a politician. He was more a doctor than a politician. He failed in politics. He was a stately man turned into a politician. He was more a saintly man than a politician.
He failed in politics. You have seen it.
And he was studied by the governor of Bengal that either Gandhi is a saintly man among the politicians or he is a politician among the saint people.
These people have not been able to understand Gandhi in two sense. There is a misfortune of the century. They have not been able to carry out his message. The world, other people are able to carry out his message.
Other people are the ones who are able to understand in them. But we people are fools not to understand. His socio-economic condition, I mean, program. His program for lifting the society. I mean, not about the religious age. He was a sort of a elder man. But in his own sphere, he was in a good work. Our proposition is that Bhagavad Gita begins to distinguish the soul from the body.
And the body.
Right, sir. But Nandiya Gnabak said, and he was always, you know, Anasakti Yoga, Siddha Pratnashya Kamala,
daily twice beginning, this is the, you can have any yoga, Anasakti, Asakti. But the primary discussion is, one has to understand, first of all, this, that one is not his body. And the national movement is based on the body concept of that.
All the national
movements. India.
All the wars on that body.
So, that is the difference. First of all, one has to understand that he is neither Indian nor American nor English. But, if you go on pushing on national movement, where is the chance of understanding that you are not this body?
But Gandhiji never
said. It's like our movement. We never say anything national. We simply say that you are not this body. You are spiritual.
Gandhiji, then he went to one first roundtable conference in London, and he had to confront those women, I mean, the wives of the workers of the frontiers coming. He said that we are poor, they say, oh, we are poor, and this is all serving for the poor of India. Then he had to give this argument that poor of India are much poorer than what you are. So he is trying to, I mean, take up
the case. That is bodily concept.
But he was a politician.
Poor are rich.
In politics,
he is body.
In politics, you have got to be very conscious. Politics or war is the same thing. After all, your fear is much different, sir, than those people. We cannot compare them with you or you with them. You are a, I mean, out on the Bhakta and a saint. He was a
I'm talking.
Bhagavad Gita. Right, Bhagavad Gita, whatever little bit of it is.
But since you are Bhagavad Gita, you should understand that I am not the God.
Gandhiji's program was to initiate the poor down program of India. In whatever way, and that way, not in which there is no implication of falsehood. And may not be wrong thing. He wanted to do it by the right way.
May not be right way.
May not be your wrong way, we don't know, but then he said, according to his watch. And he tried, he struggled.
He spoke on his strategy that the Bhagavad Gita begins with this education, that you are not this one.
He was not a Bhagavan. He was not a Bhagavan.
Bhagavan sahabe eko maara jo vana jada. Akshin dehe, dehi. It has nothing to do with this eko maara jo vana jada. This is to be understood. The whole world requires to understand this first.
Otherwise, they remain. Go for us. That's right, sir. That has been being explained from time immemorial, but the world does not understand.
Keeps
them not understanding all the time.
These are all Krishna conscious students, they are understanding. But otherwise,
these type of students were eternally there with all the religious teaching in past and present.
Those who are unfortunate
understood. Unfortunate part of the world is not going to be there.
Oh, there was no preaching. That's it.
Now the preaching is going on. They are understanding. Nobody preached this.
Big buildings.
the foundation is wrong, then it will not stay.
You see, Bhagavad Gita has got everything, all aspects of life.
No, this is the beginning of teaching. That is not the first.
Yes.
If you remain in the false understanding that I am this body, I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, there is no spirituality. Mohita, that is called Mohita. Sindhi Guruman Bhavu, Mohita. Narijana. Mansion, ignore. Bhagavad Gita. Gas. He's a great devotee. Jinagati Sunitena, Tarurati Krishna, Amanda Maharaj, Kitaniya Sada.
Taken out of all those things, man is the first thing that a man should,
humble and meek,
as Christ also has taught like
this. The humble and meek will go to the kingdom.
He can humble you. He can humble you.
Here the disease is, nobody is humble, nobody is meek.
That is Kala Dharma.
No,
Kala Dharma is
that is material.
Kali Yuga going on.
And Kali Yuga, it is excessive, but it is going on. It is maybe in Satya Yuga it was less.
Maybe nothing but has the first Satya Yuga. People were all saints.
They are full. They should have kept more on the
side of it.
Middle of it. It is now in the middle of the stream.
Hey, what the government of this country is going on everywhere.
They have nothing to do. They have water. But it is in the middle of the stream.
I got a killer.
Huh? This killer.
Yes.
It has dignified. And they also taken the wall from under, little under. Because this kacha wall, I mean, foundation is there. This is next. This blue light of this wall. They should dash it up, the foundation. This is above. Huh?
You are going there today?
Yes.
Ready?